Governor Palin had hoped to sign the administrative order officially creating the rural subcabinet in Hooper Bay today, but weather foiled the event. The eight-member group will be chaired by Attorney General Talis Kohlberg and joins up commissioners from Labor, Military and Veterans Affairs, Education, Public Safety, Commerce, and others in an effort to develop a plan for helping rural Alaska deal with rising costs and little opportunity for jobs. As Alaska's winter moves into the coldest months, many rural communities are struggling with prices that are perennially higher in remote locations, but even more so this year.
Communities are finding themselves in an odd situation where the price of oil is very low, but the price of fuel in those communities is extremely high. So things are difficult.
Mike Black is the Deputy Commissioner for the State Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Fuel that was delivered last fall was priced at the pinnacle of extraordinarily high oil prices. Since then, the price of a barrel of oil has fallen to less than half of what it was. But that doesn't help communities like the far north village of Ambler on the Kobuk River. Mayor Morgan Johnson says the IRA, or Tribal Council, has been selling stove oil for $9.70 plus tax per gallon. Morgan says the city recently started selling some through the heating assistance program for $8.50 plus a 3% tax. He says it makes things hard for cash-strapped residents.
You can't miss out on the caribou fall time or springtime, or you can't miss out on the fish either when they're running. So there's a lot of families that are living off the land here subsistently and, you know, heating assistance and probably food stamps.
Morgan says there are few jobs and some families have left for Huslia, Galena, or Fairbanks. Part of the problem, Morgan says, is a hold on construction because of a strip of naturally occurring asbestos that was found in the local gravel pit, causing the pit's owner, the Nana Corporation, to shut down using it until a determination can be made about how to proceed. But he is hopeful that once the situation is resolved, the community of around 400 will start building and creating jobs.
I want to start seeing some more homes built and the airport extended and water and sewer system through the whole village, each house dug up and put new piping system to each house all over the town slowly, you know, yearly, and cover all the roads again.
The idea of job growth in rural communities is currently as uncertain as the general economy of the nation. The state's Mike Black says a lot depends on resource development and the ability to get cheaper fuel to the bush so economic stimulus can happen. He says in the short term, just subsidizing the current high cost of fuel in rural Alaska to get residents through the winter is one of several ideas being looked at.
But as far as the overall and broad-based subsidy of all communities that are paying higher than the average price of fuel in the rail belt area, a program like that would require legislation and certainly would require a great deal of consensus building.
Black says the new rural subcabinet will be tasked with big issues such as job development in a catatonic national economy. He says there is talk of bringing agencies together to work on a statewide economic plan. He says future resource development work must involve all regions of the state.
So that everyone, not just a few, or certainly not outside workers, if you will, coming from outside the state, but that everybody gets an opportunity to participate and that they can look for any, you know, a profession or a livelihood that can be derived from whatever resource development the state undertakes.
The rural subcabinet has already had organizational meetings. Governor Palin's spokeswoman Sharon Lehow says it wasn't immediately known if the governor will still try to travel to Hooper Bay for the official signing establishing the subcabinet or if it would take place in another location.